Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
It was good. It was fun. Coach took care of us when we needed to be taken care of, and we worked every single day, and that's something that was great. We went out there and got better, I think, each day.
The Bills put a wrap on training camp practices at St. John Fisher Tuesday morning. It was an abbreviated session, knowing they're just 2 days away from their second preseason game in Philadelphia against the Eagles. And for head coach Sean McDermott, the mission for Thursday night is simple.
Improve. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for us to improve in every area of our game. Sideline communication, fundamentals, throwing and catching the football, discipline with the penalties that showed up last week. I'm looking for us to improve.
One player who will be making his debut in a Bills uniform Thursday night is Anquan Boldin. The veteran wideout wants to continue to nail down the timing with Tyrod Taylor in the passing game. But as a team, he'd like to see the Bills win on every play.
Obviously, we don't play the entire game, but we do want to dominate when we're in the game. And as a whole, as an entire team, you want to see that mentality carried out throughout, no matter what substitutions go on, no matter if your threes are in or your ones are in. You want to see guys compete and be dominant on the field.
The Bills have a walkthrough Wednesday morning before leaving for Philadelphia for their game Thursday night. Kickoff there is set for 7 p.m. Those players who will not be participating in the game include offensive tackle Cordy Glenn, who is now week to week after getting an injection in his ailing foot. Jordan Matthews, Jeremy Butler, and Bakari Rambo also will not play. At Bills training camp at St. John Fisher, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.